Hello, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into yet another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nestler. It was a dark and stormy night. A toxic tidal wave of biblical proportions, whipped up by huge hurricanes and terrible twisters, threatened to inundate the good citizens and the bad ones, too. The emperor round around with no clothes and no clue, tweeting and bleeding, a caustic rant, fear and loathing, filled every sleepy head. And so I sought shelter from the storm under Alya's umbrella. And what did I find? Well, good friends, I found another writ large coming to our valley next week. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands on the radio and receive the healing vibrations emanating from our first guests on Express Yourself today. Alya Howe is back. Hi, Alya.
Hi, Luke.
How are you?
I'm grand. You?
I'm very well, too. Thanks. And Kate Howe is here, too. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to Katie and Kay.
Thanks so much for having me.
Cindy Hirschfeld is here. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Luke. I loved that intro.
Did you?
Awesome.
I thought we'd have a little fun.
Why not?
I think we need to recruit you for writ large.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
I can give up my spot. If
no.
I should have just done a little pedantic little ditty or something.
Oh, no.
And then also, live on the telephone from Denver is Nicole Hogg. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Luke.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm stealing the intro. It was excellent.
All right. Well, let's behold and be healed. Is that the idea of this writ large or any writ large?
Do you know, I've been thinking martinis this last week, shaken and stirred. I like the shaken and stirred.
Uh-huh. I thought it was shaken, not stirred.
We do both.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we shake and stir, inspire and really touch the hearts of the community with storytelling. It has a power and a momentum that is really beyond my words to explain, other than there seems to be a healing and a hunger to sit and listen without needing to respond and receive true stories from our community members' lives. And then I also think it's absolutely wonderful to be listened to and not interrupted. Which is kind of fun too.
Oh, is that because they're on the stage?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Except so for she turns the red light on when it's me. I get interrupted.
Right.
Is that because that's your mom?
No, it's because I ramble.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, tell me about the character of this one. I mean, judging from the ladies that are involved, it's... Oh, and you have a token male.
We do. It's a powerhouse lineup. There are six storytellers, five women and one man. And as we have three of the women here today, I don't think I want to speak much about them. Say hi to...
Okay, we'll let them speak for themselves.
Absolutely.
Cindy, let's start with you.
Well, I don't want to give away too much of my story. You'll just have to come and listen to hear about a situation that I found myself in that I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would.
We didn't imagine it either, Cindy.
But I will say, just talking about the storytelling in general, I was inspired to do it because I hate getting up in public and speaking.
Now, wait a minute. I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought, you know, I like to come up with challenges for myself.
Okay.
And after my husband, Todd Hartley, had done a writ large, and he also performs doing stand-up comedy, I thought, well, I want to take the stage for a change. And that writ large thing sounds kind of fun.
Huh.
So I got on Alya's list. And I still don't enjoy public speaking at a meeting or whatever. I don't even particularly like rehearsing the story, but this will be my third storytelling session coming up next week. And I found that once I'm up there and telling it, I don't know, something happens and I really enjoy it. And then you finish and I feel exhilarated.
Huh. Is that because of the applause?
Oh, no.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, no, I mean, sure, that's gratifying if people applaud, but I know I think something about needing that challenge personally for myself and then being able to share something. And I've had the other great thing about it is having people come up afterwards and say that a particular part of my story really touched them is pretty amazing.
So mission accomplished if you touch somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Is that your sense too, Kate?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. I think there's something about the vulnerability, the fear that everyone experiences when they have to or have chosen to speak in public. But there's something that Alia is in particular really talented in guiding us toward, which is that moment where suddenly you are very naked on stage and you're telling a story that you know because it's a true story about you and you've been through it a couple of times and you know the plot points. But there are these moments where you're sort of confronted with and sitting with something that's really real and it's really quiet in the room and everyone is feeling it and everyone gets that it's real. And it shifts something, and it's palpable. You can feel it across the room. You can feel it as the performer. And it has this sort of really strong effect on the whole community. And that is kind of the magical piece that I'm really attracted to, in spite of how scary it is to stand up and do it.
Huh. So, wow, in light of that, the applause is meaningless.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's cool
when people, mostly
for me, like applause is like, I'm done. I can die now. But that moment, and my son did one of these when he was 11 and stood up in front of a room full of grownups and told a story. And it was the first time he had done something like that. And he was standing in the back of the room going, I'm definitely going to throw up. I definitely do not want to do this. I definitely want to run from the room. And that same experience happened to him. He was about 3 minutes into his story when he stopped telling the story and started sort of living it with the people that were experiencing it with him. And this shift happened that was just like powerful and really cool. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
So that's the object.
That's an outcome.
That's the reason to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. For anyone to do it, regardless.
Is that your experience too, Nicole, with that?
I would say definitely so. I would echo a lot of what these ladies have beautifully stated. I think the art of storytelling is relating the condition of being human and making it universal so that it is bigger than the storyteller. It's bigger than applause. It's allowing that universality to permeate the room and to, I think I don't want to speak for the other storytellers, but I'd be curious if they have similar experiences, and that a lot of times, whether someone, I've performed a story or whether it's something someone has read of mine, someone will say back to me, oh my goodness, that's me. That's me. I just didn't know how to say it. And so I think that is the privilege and the gift of a storyteller, is to be able to create that and put that into words, be it written or verbal. Yeah.
I'm guessing there's two parts to this. There's writing the piece, and then there's performing the piece. Is that true?
Yes.
Three. Rehearsing it.
For me, those go out of order. It's perform it, rehearse it, write it.
Oh, interesting.
Tear it down.
So it changes after you say it aloud a few times.
Yeah.
Is that your discovery?
Yeah. I think it's living and breathing each and every time. It's different every time. It lives and breathes in our own, as a storyteller, it lives and breathes differently in our experience because we're not the same person that we were when we first performed it or when we first wrote it.
Or when we first experienced it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say one of the great things about working with Alia on this is that she has this magical way of teasing out what are the really strong elements of your story and helping you learn as you're practicing what it is you really want to convey, what kind of mood. I mean, just the practicing, I've learned a lot too. The first time I came, it was so unique to Alia asked us to act out our stories just all at the same time in a room, non-verbally, and just go through your whole story and move your body, you know, as whatever you're doing in the story or the emotions you're feeling. That was a really different but effective way to get at the essence of what you want to say.
Huh. How many times have you rehearsed for this?
This one, I'm telling the same story that I told at a a last event that we all did together in December at the Wheeler. So I'm just re-rehearsing now. I haven't really delved into it yet.
Well, two of the storytellers all year are not locals. Nicole in Denver and Rosemary Watola-Tromer in Telluride.
Yes, this is the same lineup that we had up at the Wheeler Opera House in December. These storytellers are powerful, and these stories bear hearing more than one time. And as we Carbondalians know, that we don't often with ease trek up to Aspen to hear things. So coming down to the temporary, thanks to the amazing community programming of Ryan Honey and Mark Breslin, we have a more down valley hub for these stories to be heard. Mm. And I can say, even if you did come and hear them in December, they will be different this time through, because as we evolve, and when you speak and share a story with a friend or in public with a larger body, the story lands in you in a different way. You begin to see different truths for yourself within it. And so each time we retell the story, there is a greater learning of who we are within the story in this present moment in time.
Huh. These are all true stories.
Yes.
It's not fiction.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
And they're rehearsed to a certain extent, but not so much that they're scripted. And I think that's one of the things that Alia is really, I'm so grateful to be able to work with her, because first of all, she's mean. No, I'm sorry. She's very, to the point, she's very honest. She's not mean at all. She's lovely. But she will love it out of you with very few words. She's like, say it again in half the time, go now. That's not what you meant to say. Try this. And it's this beautiful sort of distillation practice that allows you to get to a place where all you have left is truth. So you can just say it. And it doesn't sound scripted or rehearsed. It just sounds present, and that's powerful.
Wow,
that's present and raw.
Yeah, raw. Raw is the right word.
And we're not reading anything. That part of the deal is we can't have our story written out in front of us that we're reading off it or use notes or anything like that. So that adds an extra element of scariness to it. I'd say, even though it's your own story, you know what's going to happen.
But because Alia builds this incredible sort of umbrella of trust, you know, we trust her implicitly. So when she starts to strip it away and we get more vulnerable and more present with it and we surrender more to trusting her, it really does become that simplification.
I think Elliot hits on an important point and cultivates through her experience the notion, if you pull a small person onto your lap and ask them, what do you want to read? The first thing they pick out is their favorite book. They want to hear that story again and again. They want to integrate it differently again and again. And so I think there's really a deep emotional intelligence into the hearing that experience and noticing the differences in how you experience the story.
Hmm. So your challenge, Alia, is uncovering the layers of each story or allowing them to reveal those layers.
Yes, and to notice the filler words and the tangents. The story has a certain momentum, and then to have a conversation about what's really important to you at this moment in the story, not what was really important back then, but how is it living with you now, and how is that relevant in what's going on in today's political climate, in today's local climate, what's showing up. And so we contextualize the story both personally, community-wise, and nationally, globally, hopefully.
Huh.
So we have a look at the microcosm to the macrocosm and come in and out. And to be honest, this group of powerhouses need very little work and need a lot of my listening and just allowing the stories to come on out. These are skillful, professional people who are on this lineup.
Love it. Are you girls
What
going?
Am I doing on it?
You're a skillful professional person on the lineup.
Are you ladies going for laughs or tears or both? Or is there an
All
implicit
the,
moral to the story?
all of the above, Luke, right? I think that's the essence. There's so much about the condition of being human that brings the laughter and the tears all in a single breath. And I think these stories, as I've experienced them, they are so powerful that way, to allow that spectrum of emotion in a safe space and to feel that connection in the room and that being held, as you said, when you open, to be held and to be healed.
Yeah, I think Nicole she hit it, because we're trying to be authentic and alive and relate the experience in a way that's really transparent and true. And so when you do that in your real life, or you experience something in your real life, it can go in 30 seconds from hysterical laughter to tears. So I don't think any of us are going for anything other than, these are the points I know are a story that connect me to you as human, that may resonate with you. And from that happens shocked silence and laughter and tears. You did that to me. I cried all the way through your story.
You did.
I was touched. I was like in the back going, oh, now what am I going to do?
I think if you make somebody cry, mission accomplished, as far as I'm concerned. You know, everybody's all squeamish, like, oh, I'm sorry that I made you cry. But that's a badge of honor, if you ask me.
It is, as is the laughter. And what we find funny one day absolutely guts us the next day. And I don't know why. Is it in the telling? Is it in where we are that day? We don't plan. I don't coach to plan for a certain, this is where we'll get the laughs. I coach to feel your story. Share it with the audience. They'll feed you back as much as you give them. And see what happens. Take pauses. That it's your time.
And there's no props. It's not a multimedia presentation. It's
no,
one.
No, it's just us and a microphone and the audience.
Well, let's talk about some of the details. It's Thursday at the Temporary.
Thursday, April 5th at the Temporary. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance at the Temporary's website, $15 at the door. And, one of our storytellers, Rosemary Wartola-Trommer, is also a well-known poet. And I persuaded Rosemary to stay through Friday morning. Rosemary lives in Telluride. And she is going to teach a workshop on the art of showing up. It's completely free. So please, this is for you, community. It's from 10 until 1 p.m. You don't have to attend the whole time if you can't, but she is a masterful teacher and says sometimes writing a poem is good medicine. The process can help us keep our heads and hearts where our bodies are, inviting us to return to the present moment again and again, just like your experience at Writ Large. And no matter how busy you are or not, this art of paying attention to the here and now has a wonderful way of inspiring us to live better and to make better our world, while at the same time allowing us to see ourselves and the world as good enough. This workshop is for you, bought by Rosemary, and we'll read and write and share poems. So right after Thursday, April 5th, Writ Large, into Friday morning, 10 till 1. Just come and join us.
Maybe I'll skip work and show up.
Yeah. And you know what? She likes to call them play shops. I know that for a fact. And so that says it all right there. Yeah. Alia, thank you for joining the
show. Thank you, Luke, for your support.
Yes, of course. Cindy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Kate, thanks.
Thanks so much for having us. It was fun to chat.
And Nicole, all the way from Denver, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, stay with me. There is more to come on the show.